Chapter 2. How We Create Reality. So, how do we create? The creation process is actually quite simple. We create by focusing on something. That's it. We focus on something and think about it. I know, that sounds way too simple. So let me explain. Since everything is energy, and everything is vibrating, we can see that our thoughts are also energy and are vibrating at the frequency of what we're thinking about. The law of attraction states that like attracts like. Actually, it goes a bit further than that. Like attracts like exponentially. So if you have a thought and you focus on it a bit, the law of attraction will bring you more thoughts like it. And they will attract even more thoughts like it. And very quickly, a great deal of energy has been summoned, all vibrating at this frequency. You can't see it, or hear it, or smell it, because it isn't vibrating at a physical frequency yet. But it's there. Have you ever noticed that when you begin to think a new thought, it might be a bit difficult, but as you keep on revisiting the idea, it gets easier and easier? That's because the law of attraction is bringing you more and more thoughts like it. The more you focus on something, the bigger it gets. The more you are activating it. And at that point, at that very instant that you've gathered enough energy, what you focused on has been created. Right then and there. The universe has delivered it to you. So, why can't you see it? Because you need to line up with that frequency. And that's where most of us get into trouble. That's the missing step. You're always creating. You're a powerful creating machine. Every second of your existence, you're focusing, drawing energy, and creating. But it's what you line up with that shows up in your physical experience. The universe has already created everything you've ever wanted. It's all sitting there for you, waiting for you to come into alignment with it, waiting to bring it into the physical. What you see around you, your physical reality, is a direct indication of what you're vibrating, whether you know it or not. Often, we have no idea what kinds of energies we're really putting out there. Thoughts and beliefs have become so entrenched, so familiar, that we're no longer aware of them. But your physical reality will tell you what you're activating. You may want one thing desperately, but you're often aligning with a different and often opposite frequency, which is then showing up in your reality. Think of it this way. There is a version of you that has everything you've ever wanted. The perfect you, with the perfect body, perfect relationship, perfect house, perfect car, and perfect dog. Even the pony you wanted when you were six is there. This version of you is vibrating at a certain frequency, and what you have to do is find that frequency and step into it. That's where all our work is. That's the secret to deliberate creation. It's not really deliberate creation, since you're always creating. It's actually deliberate receiving. So all you have to do is figure out what frequency that perfect version of you is vibrating at, and align with it. But how? By following your built-in feedback system. Our bodies have quite a few such systems in place to help guide us away from experiences that are not beneficial to us and towards experiences which will serve us better. The nerve endings in your fingertips, for example, will send feedback in the form of pain if you stick your hand in hot water. The feedback system is telling you, don't do that. It's not good for you. This feedback system will activate the second you stick your hand in hot water, and will continue to get louder or more painful as long as your hand stays in the hot water. If you listen to the feedback and pull your hand out of the water at the first indication of pain, you can avoid doing serious damage. Maybe your skin is a little red. But if you ignore the pain until it becomes unbearable, you risk getting a severe burn. This is just one physical feedback system that begins to work the second you're born. You have many, many more. Hunger and thirst, for example. The need for rest is another, and so on. But you also have a vibrational feedback system. This system will tell you how beneficial the frequencies you're aligning with are, In other words, how close or far away you are from that perfect you who has everything you've ever wanted. This system gives you feedback in the form of emotions. It's quite simple, really. So simple that most people don't believe it at first. If you feel good, you're moving in the direction of who you really are, the you who has all the great stuff. If you're feeling bad, not so good, terrible, etc., you're moving away from who you really are. Easy, right? It is, actually, once you get the hang of it. But as with all really useful skills, it does take a little practice to learn. Because there's a problem. Most of us have gotten quite used to not feeling good. Some of us may have never felt truly good, or we've been taught that feeling good is bad in some way. The belief that suffering is somehow virtuous is widespread in our present world, for example, and so we often ignore the first indications of feedback. If you take a frog and drop him in hot boiling water, his feedback system will tell him to jump out so he doesn't die, and he'll pay attention. But if you take a frog and put him in cold water and then gradually heat up that water to boiling, the frog doesn't jump out. He's so used to the temperature at every stage that he can't tell the difference. Even when he's actually burning, he doesn't realize it. Many people are living in warm and hot water on a daily basis. They spend so much of their time frustrated, stressed, angry, irritated, depressed, etc., that they don't even realize how badly they're feeling. And so even though their vibrational feedback system is screaming at them to get out of the boiling pot, they don't jump out. They're used to it. Feeling good is our birthright. We're supposed to feel good. We're supposed to be happy. All of us. And we know it innately. Everything we do is because we think it will make us feel better. We're always striving for relief from the boiling water because we know, deep down inside, that something is wrong. Life doesn't have to be filled with the unwanted. Life isn't supposed to be such a struggle. Life isn't supposed to suck. But our very attention to how much it sucks, our very focus on the unwanted, keeps lining us up with the unwanted. The more you notice what you don't want, the more of that you keep creating, lining up with, and bringing into your reality. And we've trained ourselves to become masters at noticing the unwanted. When was the last time you walked into a room and noticed what was right? 99 things out of 100 could be working perfectly, but our eyes will immediately seek out and find that one thing, that one tiny thing that's amiss, and then we'll focus exclusively on that. Your entire day could be ruined by one thing going wrong, even though hundreds or even thousands of other things went right. Some of us will even deliberately work ourselves into a state of feeling awful by picking something that really upsets us and consciously focusing on it, complaining about it, blogging about it, watching TV programs about it, and finding others who agree with us on just how terrible this thing is. Then we form a club and sit around making each other feel even more awful. And then we wonder why we keep seeing awful things in our reality. If you want to change the results you're getting, you have to make a change in your behavior. If you truly want to learn how to finally receive the reality that you've always wanted, use the following action steps to get you started. 1. Decide that you're going to feel good. This seems like a no-brainer, but consider that you may not even be aware of all the feedback you're getting, just like the frog in the hot water. Once you begin to pay attention to how you really feel, you may be surprised what you've been putting up with all these years. Decide right now that you'll no longer put up with not feeling great, not being happy, not having the life you deserve. 2. Start paying attention to how you feel. Again, many negative feelings may have become so familiar to you that it'll take a bit of time to uncover them. 3. When you do discover a negative emotion, pay attention to what you're focusing on. Do you focus on that a lot? Can you see a correlation between the things you're focusing on, how you feel, and what's showing up in your world? 4. Begin to deliberately choose something that makes you feel better, and begin focusing on that. Start small if you have to, but notice the difference in how you feel and how that feeling grows as you give more attention to the good-feeling things.